KOIN in Portland, it's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Terrorists have blown up the West German embassy in Stockholm, Sweden. Late reports say it's believed two hostages and one terrorist were killed. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. After the explosion, police reported the remaining terrorists left alive were captured trying to escape the blazing structure. Authorities refused to negotiate with the terrorists who'd been demanding more than $500,000 ransom and freedom for 26 persons in prison in Germany. The terrorists held the building for about 12 hours, taking it over and grabbing about a dozen hostages. More news in a moment.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy, and here with me is Dennis Brackett.
And I hear you've got a delectable salad idea
for tomorrow on Mike's Cook Thing here on the CBS Radio Net.
Take over, Chef.
Well, we're going to make a grapefruit orange salad mold. It'll be round.
Round.
And if it doesn't come out right, we can always use it for a target and shoot at.
What are you going to make, a molded frisbee or something?
There you go. You got it?
Well, a grapefruit orange salad mold. Is that it?
That's it.
You got a name for it. I'm mold with us tomorrow here on Mike's Cook Thing on CBS, won't you?
Severe spring weather struck Thursday night in southwestern Missouri. In Springfield, State Police Dispatcher Joseph Hyatt has this information.
The tornado touched down in, we believe, about the southern part of Neosho, Missouri, and caused severe damage to a trailer park with about 22 units, a couple of apartment complexes, and several residences. There's no estimate at all on the damage at this time. There's also a state highway department building which was damaged. This particular trailer park, 22 units, I believe, and none were left standing. And the apartment complex is 64 units apiece. That's approximate. They were both heavily damaged.
Incomplete figures, at least four dead, many injured. One highway patrolman reported by radio that the twister blew away a motel just west of Neosho. That's in southwestern Missouri. Rebellious students continue to occupy a campus building in Providence, Rhode Island. Steve Young has a report.
Talks between minority students and Brown University officials were adjourned late Thursday night. They are scheduled to resume later this morning, about 24 hours after the start of the occupation of the administration building. Tonight's session was businesslike and involved a minute review of 21 demands, many broken down into further subdivisions. All involve the general allegation that the university has too few minority students and faculty members and is too insensitive to the needs of minorities. So far, this has been a generally polite protest, with university employees paraded to leave the administration building, and no indication force will be used to dislodge occupying students. Steve Young, CBS News, Providence.
The Saigon Command reports heavy fighting about 35 miles northwest of Saigon, but says the general level of fighting in the country is low as the North Vietnamese and Viet Cong continue to await political developments in the South Vietnamese capital. There are reports that General Duong Van Minh has rejected an offer to become premier of South Vietnam and may be holding out for the presidency, which would give him more power. The United States continues to evacuate its citizens from South Vietnam. Officials say by later today, the number of Americans in the country will be down to around 1,100. A Pentagon spokesman said Thursday there are about 14 divisions of North Vietnamese and Viet Cong troops near Saigon, adding they might begin attacking the city any minute. Thailand is reporting a border clash between its troops and Khmer Rouge forces in Cambodia. Officials in Bangkok say there was a brief exchange of gunfire between the two sides along the Thai-Cambodian border. No casualties were reported. Thailand last week closed its border with Cambodia after the Khmer Rouge took over. The Thais said they acted to prevent an influx of refugees from Cambodia. Now this.
Mrs. Karen Wolfson knows how to take care of herself.
If I have one of these headaches, I take the Anacin. There's something in it that works, whatever it is.
Right, Mrs. Wolfson. While all three leading pain relievers reach an effective level in your bloodstream in minutes, in the final analysis, only Anacin hits the highest level. This difference is the extra pain reliever Anacin provides.
I've always tried others, and I always go back to Anacin.
And millions take Anacin without stomach upset. Anacin, for a higher, higher, higher level of pain reliever. Take only as directed.
You say you took a breath and you came up short. Better see your doctor for a full report. It's probably nothing, but then again, who knows what lurks in the lungs of men. The doctor do.
And only your doctor can spot the breath robbers. Asthma, emphysema, bronchitis, tuberculosis. See him to be sure. Your Lung Association considers it a matter of life and breath.
People swarmed into the streets of Lisbon, Portugal, early Friday morning. It was a carnival-like atmosphere as the Portuguese prepared to go to the polls on the first anniversary of the overthrow of the right-wing government. Moderate left politicians are favored to win in the voting. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Washington High School named 18-year-old Victoria Lynn Strang as its 1975 Rose Festival Princess today. Her sister Tina was princess for the school in 1972. The director of the Oregon Environmental Council accuses Governor Straub of having the wool pulled over his eyes by the Army Corps of Engineers regarding the controversial Elk Creek Dam. Larry Williams says the governor dealt a low blow to the State Water Resources Board by not standing behind the board's decision on asking that the dam not be built. The board has agreed at the request of Straub to reconsider the case. The House reversed itself today and sent to the Senate legislation that would make individual criminal history records closed to the news media and the public. Yesterday, the House members voted 31 to 29 to accept a minority report that provided for such records to be open for inspection. That vote was reconsidered when the House convened today, and the members decided to accept a majority report by the House Judiciary Committee providing for the records to be confidential. The final vote to pass the bill was 36 to 20. 31-year-old Norman Brooks faces arraignment in circuit court tomorrow on a charge of murder in the shooting death of a deputy sheriff. Brooks and a co-defendant on the murder charge, 25-year-old Belinda Lederer, are also accused of hindering investigative efforts in the case. 17 other women who were taken into custody as material witnesses are also to appear in court to sign written security. They will appear in court as needed in the case involving the death of Detective Roy Dirks earlier this month. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area calls for showers tonight with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm, decreasing showers and partial clearing periods tomorrow, clearing tomorrow night, partly sunny on Saturday. Low tonight near 40, low tomorrow night in the low 30s, high tomorrow in the mid-50s, increasing to near 60 on Saturday. Chance of rain, measurable rain, that is, 90% tonight, 60% tomorrow, and 20% tomorrow night. Right now in downtown Portland, it's 42 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1108. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. It is established scientific fact, as we all know, that no two sets of fingerprints are alike. It is equally true that the markings on a bullet that's been fired are as distinctive as fingerprints. One gun and one gun only will leave those precise markings, no other. And so it seemed that Rocky Stark was lying. He had to be. When in his prison cell, he told his brother, Frank,
I did not kill Johnny Mallory.
But you tell me that .38 automatic has never been out of your hand since the day you bought it.
It never has. That gun has been in my possession 24 hours a day. Kim will tell you that. Frank, stop shaking your head at me. It's the truth.
Well, if it is, Rocky, it's the gas chamber for you.
But I didn't kill Johnny Mallory.
Your gun did. The bullets that killed him came from your .38. So if the gun has never left your hands, who else could have killed him but you?
Ah. mystery drama, Bulletproof, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lothar and stars Mason Adams and Patricia Elliott. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You're driving a car you knew you were going to buy the minute you saw it. Skyhawk. Buick Skyhawk. You just knew a car this streamlined would be easy on gas, and you were right. In published EPA mileage test results, Skyhawk got 25 miles per gallon on the open road and 19 in the city. Skyhawk. It's rakish, slow slung, it looks European, but it's a Buick.
Billions of dollars are spent each year to keep people on welfare. A lot of them want jobs, but don't have the skills to get them.
I want my child to have a future.
If you've got jobs to give, you can give disadvantaged kids the training they need to get off the welfare roll and onto a payroll. The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of the Advertising Council.
See if you can identify these sounds. Squeaky door. Lion growling. A motor scooter. Cow mooing. Spanish dancer. If you agreed with these guesses, you've been fooled, because each sound was made by a whale. That's right, a great big blubbery old whale just buzzing and clicking and grunting away deep down in the ocean. The National Audubon Society has joined a world effort to save these amazing animals from extinction. We need your help. To find out what you can do, write National Audubon Society, 950 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
Almost goes without saying that what intrigues us about a mystery is finding the answer to it, especially the kind I bring you now. Another of those riddles that seemingly defy solution. Yet the answer, the solution, had to be found if an innocent man, or in any case a man who claimed to be innocent, was to be saved from execution in the gas chamber of a certain western state where the death penalty had been restored. That man was Rocky Stark, who one night, not too long ago, found himself facing... But that's our story.
Another cup of coffee before you go to work, hon?
Kim.
If you're saying no because you don't think we can afford it...
Well, can we?
Oh, come on, Rocky. You're in one of your down moods again. Now, things aren't all that bad with us.
Sure. Sure. Living, if you can call it that, in one room in a condemned tenement. Me with a crummy night watchman job that pays peanuts. No future, no sign even of future. And you can say things aren't all that bad.
We got each other. In fact, you in prison 2 years and all... Well, to me, it's everything, Rocky.
Oh, Kim, baby, don't get me wrong. Those 2 years behind bars, taking the rap for that creep partner of mine, Manny Revell... I thought of you all day. I dreamed of you all night.
Oh, Rocky.
And all the time I'm thinking when I get out, everything will come up roses again. Manny owes me, I'm thinking. Manny will pay off. It'll be like old times, you and me living in style, the way you want to live, instead of a pigsty like
us. Oh, Rocky,
huh? What happens? What happens? I go to see him at the Golden Calf. Manny, I'm out. And what does he say? I'm afraid you are, he says. Out. O-U-T. And then he really lays it on me. He's got a new partner. Two-bit coffee and callers punk Johnny Mallory.
Rocky, sweetheart, forget it. What's the sense of going over it again and again?
Because I can't forget it. I thought we were running a legit night spot. And all the time behind my back, Manny's got a loan shark operation going. He comes to me. Kid, he says, I'm a three-time loser. You take the bath for me and I'll make it up to you. Sure, I took the bath, all right, and I'm still drowning
in it. Oh, honey,
and
come...
you along with me, Kim, that is the hell of it. That's what drives me crazy, alone in that in that warehouse all night, thinking what you deserve to have and what you've got, thinking that if you hadn't been fool enough to marry me...
I married you because I love you. Things are going to work out. They're working out already. You've got a job, and you were afraid you never would.
An ex-con.
You got it. And it's a step towards something better. Frank promised you it would be.
Don't get me wrong, Kim. I've got a lot of respect for my brother, Frank. He's gone far. City councilman and only 33. 2 years younger than me. But he can't work miracles.
Frank got you the job, didn't he? He got you the permit to carry a gun so you could take the job.
Yeah, and I guess you could say that came pretty close to a miracle. Me, an ex-con. But...
Never mind the buts. Frank's promised to do everything he can for you.
Or for you.
Oh, what do you mean, for me?
He's in love with you, Kim. Always has been, you know that.
Oh, don't be silly. Frank stopped carrying a torch for me the day I married you.
Now, I'll tell one.
You'd better get moving, or you'll be late.
Who could that be?
Yeah? You Rocky Stark?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Chambers, my sidekick, Detective Rollins.
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
You're under arrest.
Under arrest? For what?
Suspicion of murder.
Murder? Who's murder?
A guy named Johnny Mallory.
Johnny Mallory.
Rocky?
Hello, Frank. Thanks for coming.
Your lawyer will be here in half an hour or so.
My lawyer? I haven't got a lawyer.
You have now. Gar McMillan.
Gar McMillan? Well, he's the best. What is he going to cost?
No, never mind that. You need the best, and that's all that counts right now. Well, let's do it, Rocky.
Are you crazy or something? I didn't kill Johnny Mallory.
And they say you did.
They'll have to prove that.
They can.
What?
The bullets that killed Mallory were fired from your gun.
Well, that's impossible. That's impossible. That .38 of mine has never left my hand since the day you got me the permit for it.
Now, look, Rocky. They picked you up last night when Manny Revell told
Manny?
Them he has told them about the fight you had with Mallory in Manny's office and the threat you made. A ballistics checked the bullets that killed Mallory with the bullet fired from your gun. The markings are identical.
They can't be.
They are. Now tell me, did you threaten Mallory?
No, I never even saw Johnny Mallory.
When you went to see Manny...
That's all I saw, Manny.
Rocky, where were you yesterday afternoon between 3 and 6?
Why?
That's when Mallory was murdered. They found the body in his car, parked in a lonely spot out near Warehouse Point. Now, he'd been killed with 2 bullets through the head. Bullets they dug out of the backseat cushion and compared with one fired from your .38. Now, where were you between 3 and 6?
In Bayside Park.
What were you doing there?
Kim works in a restaurant near there. I was killing time waiting for her to finish so I could walk home with her.
You were waiting for 3 hours on a cold, rainy day in the park for 3 hours?
Sounds kind of out of space, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, maybe I am spaced out, Frank. I can't get out of my mind what I've done to Kim. I've wrecked her life. She's the greatest, you know that. You know that. And I want to give her the sun, the moon, the stars. But what have I given her? A roach trap in a condemned tenement. I get to thinking like that alone in a place and I have to get out. So I go to the park. Rain or shine, at least that's free in this crummy world.
They cost you more than you bargained for. Without an alibi, though, what alibi you could have... Your gun killed him.
My gun? Nobody has touched that gun except me.
Well, how can you be so sure of that?
How? I'll tell you how. You stuck your neck out. You stuck your neck way out to get me that permit.
And you had to have a gun to get the job.
And you got it for me. So was I going to take a chance on some gunsel stealing it? Not me. I owed you that at least. So when I tell you that 38 never left my hand. It never did. In fact, Frank, I even slept with the damn thing.
Slept with it?
Strapped to my side. I wasn't taking any chances. So I don't care what they came up with in ballistics. They're wrong.
The comparison microscope doesn't lie.
Cops are people, and people make mistakes.
Not this time.
How do you know?
I asked to see for myself, and they showed me.
Well, then, I don't get it, Frank. Why the look? You think I did it, huh?
It doesn't matter what I think. It's what the facts prove. Now, you and Johnny Mallory were enemies for years. Now, that's for openers. Johnny stepped into your shoes when he became Manny Revelle's partner. Now, according to Revelle, you threatened Johnny, and Johnny was killed with your gun. No. It doesn't matter what I think. What matters is...
Yeah?
What a jury will think, Rocky.
Just a minute. What do you want?
Now, is that a way to greet an old friend, Kim?
Did you say friend, Manny?
Rocky's in a mess. I want to help if I can. Okay to come in?
Come in. Whatever you have to say, Manny, say it and get out.
I guess I already said it. I want to help any way I can. Rocky's going to need a lawyer.
He's got one. His brother took care of that.
Lawyers cost. He'll need money.
Not from you. Not after what you did to him.
Me? I did something to Rocky?
He took a rap for you. And you sold him out.
Took a rap? Now, what are you talking about? I see. That's a little fairy tale he told you. Is that it?
No fairy tale. The truth.
And I sold him out. Now, how'd I do that?
Mallory took Johnny's place, didn't he?
Temporarily, sure.
Temporarily?
Who runs a night spot as big as the Golden Calf without help? When they put Rocky away, I needed help. I had Johnny Mallory.
He was your partner.
Who said?
Rocky told me.
Oh, I see, I see. More fairy tales, eh? Kim, let me give it to you straight. Rocky never took any rep from me. They nailed him with the goods.
Then how come, when he went to see you after getting
out... He finds out Mallory's working with me and right away blows his wig. You know his hair trigger temper. He gets it into his head Mallory's my partner and starts sounding off. Never gives me a chance to straighten him out.
You're lying.
No, Kim, I'm telling you the truth. Hey, listen, you know how I feel about Rocky, and you at least know how I feel about you.
I ought to. You made enough passes while Rocky was in prison.
It's my fault you turned me on.
If you were really Rocky's friend, you'd have turned yourself off.
So I didn't. I'm sorry. But anyhow, I want to help if I can in any...
Come in. Oh, Frank, come in.
What are you doing here, Revelle?
I'm asking myself the same question, Stark. You know where I am, Kim, if you need me.
Oh, what was that all about?
Never mind. Did you see Rocky?
Yes.
How is he?
He's okay.
When can I see him?
Well, as soon as Gar McMillan arranges things. Maybe this afternoon.
Gar McMillan? The famous Gar McMillan?
Yes, Rocky needs the best legal talent that can be had. Now, he's in real trouble.
I know. The bullets match his gun. It's in the papers. But he didn't murder Johnny Mallory. Frank, he didn't.
No one else could have, Kim. Now, Rocky swears that gun never left him since the day he and I went together to buy it.
It never has.
Well, then...
A mistake's been made, that's all.
No, no mistake.
You believe he did it?
Have I any choice?
He's your brother.
That's one reason I haven't had any choice. I know Rocky. I know that temper of his. Oh, I'm sorry, Kim, but from where I sit... Rocky killed Johnny Mallory. No one else could have.
Someone else did.
The bullets...
Prove the shots were fired from Rocky's gun. But it wasn't Rocky who pulled the trigger.
It had to be. He swears the gun has never been out of his hands. Now, is that true?
Yes. But he's never even fired it. Except on a practice range. Never.
Kim, the police have a strong case against Rocky. In fact, it's open and shut. I don't think even Gar McMillan can save him.
Well, surely it is an open and shut case. There's no question at all about the bullets matching. Comparison microscopes don't lie. As for the gun having been used by someone else, personally, I believe Rocky's story that it has never been out of his possession. So, what possible answer can there be to the, well, the impossible? I'll return shortly for Act Two.
Hey, when's the last time you made a wish?
I wish I could get an A in geometry.
I wish for a place to live.
I wish I was in Omaha with my grandmother and grandfather.
Wishing is very important, you know.
I think I wish for all the children in the world to be well and healthy and have enough to eat.
I wish I could lose 100 pounds.
I wish I had a bike.
My wish is for good health.
Wishing means you hope for better things.
I wish we could find solutions to the crime problem.
I wish that we win every soccer game in our league.
I wish, and I really wish, the price of food would go down.
If you want hope, you've got to make a wish.
If I have one wish, it's to understand my children.
I wish that everything works out between my boyfriend and me.
I just wish for a job.
I wish all the lost children would come home to their fathers.
Because without a wish, there can be no hope.
Yeah, I wish there were more love and truth and less loneliness in the world.
From the Franciscans, with love.
Your Lung Association takes great pride in preventing the half a dirty dozen.
They call me tuberculosis. TB for short, but not for long, right? Wrong.
Yeah, I'm chronic bronchitis. That's my trademark. Don't dismiss it lightly, unless you'd like to meet my friend here.
Emphysema, that's me. The kind of guy who last breath. Occasionally, I'm mistaken for asthma.
I'm strictly impartial. I don't care whose breath I rob. I even steal from kids.
I'm a cigarette. Now, I may be little, but I'm dangerous. After all, you know what they say about small packages.
Air pollution, alias the gray ghost. I can do more damage at one time than all these guys put together just by hanging around.
To join in the fight against breath robbers, see your doctor at the first sign of shortness of breath. Don't smoke and try to avoid polluted air. Your Lung Association considers it a matter of life and breath.
What is fate? No, I don't know. I'm asking you. You have to wonder why an apparently nice guy like Rocky Stark, who is trying his best to repair broken dreams because he's deeply in love with his wife, Kim, and wants her to have everything the world can offer, you really have to wonder why life suddenly, and for no discernible reason, takes another hefty wallop at him. Visiting him in his cell, Kim puzzles over the same thing.
It's too much. It isn't fair. Just when things were beginning to break for you, this...
I wouldn't exactly say things were breaking for me, Kim. I had my first talk with McMillan this morning.
Gar McMillan? He was here?
Yeah. And the way he acted, the way he talked, I don't know, Kim, it doesn't look good.
But he's the best defense lawyer in the country.
A lawyer, not a magician. He tried to sound upbeat, but I could tell he wasn't exactly all choked up over my chances. Neither are you, Kim.
Why, I...
It was in your eyes when you walked in. It's there now, in your eyes. Even in the way you smile. I know you, honey. I can tell.
Well, wouldn't it be foolish pretending it's going to be easy proving you're innocent?
I suppose. Even if you believe I'm innocent. Do you?
Rocky, I love you.
I know, but that isn't what I asked you. Johnny Mallory was murdered with my gun. But, Kim, I swear to you, I didn't fire the shot.
Sweetheart, that's impossible. Unless you're wrong about nobody else getting his hands on that gun.
Nobody else did. Nobody could have.
He didn't lend it to anyone.
Good Lord, Kim. If I'd have done that, don't you think I'd be spilling it to everybody?
Yes, yes, of course you would. Oh, time's up already.
Give us another minute, Heidi. Look, sweetie, you take care of yourself.
I will.
Everything okay? Got enough dough to get by, like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about food stamps? We're running low.
Oh, no, no, no. I got enough.
Yeah, especially with me in here, huh? Well, it's one bright side to all this anyhow. My three squares are free on the house. Food's not bad either.
Oh, now, I have got something to worry about. You'll be spoiled when you get home. My cooking won't be good enough for you anymore, and you'll...
Oh, now, baby.
Rocky, hold me tight. Yes?
Mrs. Stark?
Yes.
My name is Spratt. Jack Spratt.
I'm afraid I don't...
Maybe the name Fats would mean more to you.
Fats? Oh, yeah, Rocky has mentioned that name.
Yeah, well, everybody calls me Fats, you see. Oh, okay, if I come in. I'm a friend of Rocky's.
Well, of course. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Hey. Smells good. What are you cooking?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Sure, smells good. Real good.
Well, I was just about to eat. Would you like some?
I sure would. You got enough?
Oh, yeah, plenty. Just sit down and I'll serve it.
Ah, it's fine. Well, now you know who I am, Mrs. Stark.
Well, yes and no. I mean, Rocky has mentioned you.
Well, I operate a place called the Bullseye. It's a practice range where guys, they want to sharpen up their eye or keep it sharp. They practice.
Oh, a shooting range. Yeah.
Hey, thanks. This looks good. That's how I know Rocky, and he knows me, see? He done practicing at the place. Well, not much, and he kind of couldn't afford much, but some, and... And him and me, you know, we hit it off like... Hey, you didn't serve yourself yet.
I really don't feel hungry.
You don't feel... A dish that smells and tastes like this, and you don't... Hey, wait a minute. Let me have a look in that pot.
Please, just tell me what you
want. You know, you shouldn't have done nothing like that, Mrs. Stark. You got just enough food for yourself, and you give it to me. Now, that's no wonder, Rocky. He was always saying you belong on a pedestal. Yeah. Here. You.
No, please.
Go on. I'm not hungry. I just like to eat, is all. See? No, go. You dig in while I tell you why I'm here.
Okay.
That's it. Now. See, when I heard Rocky was accused of putting the barn on Johnny Mallory, I said to myself, that's a lot of bull. Rocky's no killer, no loan shark type either.
Then you don't believe
him. He took a bath for Manny Ravel. And when he got out, Manny shafted him.
But Johnny Mallory was killed with Rocky's gun.
Well, looks that way, yeah.
But Rocky's convinced the gun has never been out of his hands.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to ask you about. No, me, I know how Rocky felt about that 38. Could he be wrong, maybe, about nobody else getting his hands on that gun? Like, for instance, did he actually sleep with it strapped to his side?
Yes, he did. Sounds silly.
Oh, no. He wasn't taking no chances, night or day. I just wanted to be sure of that before I go down to headquarters.
Police headquarters?
Yeah. I got an idea that could save Rocky. If I'm right, that is.
What idea? What?
Now, look, don't go getting your hopes too high. I could be wrong, too, but... I want to talk it over with a friend of mine in ballistics, Lieutenant Chambers.
But that's... What is your idea?
Well, it's just this. Somebody could have put the bind on Johnny Mallory with another gun... and made it look like Rocky's.
But that's impossible. I mean, isn't it true that the bullets are as distinctive as fingerprints, that the markings on a bullet after it's been fired prove that it came from one gun and no other gun?
Yes, right.
Well, then how could Mallory have been killed with another gun if the bullets that killed him came from Rocky's? Well, how?
Look, it's better I don't tell you, Mrs. Stark. I don't want to take chances the wrong guy lying, and I know what I know, or think I do. But I'll tell you this. If my idea is right, if it's a bullseye, Rocky will be a free man by tonight.
But, Kim, it's crazy.
Sure. Right.
How could he be? Kill Johnny Mallory. There just can't be any two ways about that.
You didn't kill him, and nobody else but you had the gun.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, sweetheart, if he's right, if his idea, whatever it is, proves you're innocent.
He shouldn't have come to you getting your hopes up.
Getting yours up, too, if it comes to that.
No, not me.
Rocky?
I had another talk with McMillan.
And?
He said he checked everything out, his staff, anyhow. Guys who do his investigating. And it's hopeless.
No.
Yep. He wants me to plead guilty.
Guilty?
With a plea for clemency on grounds of, I don't know, temporary insanity, something like that.
Is he out of his mind?
Honey, if there's anybody in this world who isn't out of his mind, it's Gar McMillan. Oh, Frank.
Hello, Rocky. Kim? I brought the afternoon paper.
Thanks.
I just come from seeing McMillan. He told me about the guilty plea. Gonna ride with that?
I don't know yet.
You'd better.
Why?
Kim, I don't want to upset you.
Why, Frank?
If Rocky pleads innocent, the jury just plain won't believe him. Now, no jury in its right mind would.
But, Frank, you don't
understand. We've got to face facts. Rocky's the next con.
Listen to me, Frank. There's a man, a friend of Rocky's. They call him Fats. He came to see me earlier today, and...
Frank, would you listen to me, please?
He said he was sure Rocky was innocent, positive of it. And if an idea had worked out that...
Kim...
He could prove another gun was used to kill Mallory.
I told her Fats is talking blue sky.
Fats is dead.
What? Dead?
He's a front page headline in the afternoon paper. There. See for yourselves.
Well, killing near police headquarters. The owner of a pistol shooting practice range, Fats Jack Spratt, was gunned down in cold blood this afternoon, just a block from police headquarters.
Oh, no.
Decent guy like Fats. Why?
You've got me. But how did you happen to know him?
I practiced at the range he owned when I could afford it. I liked him. He liked me. Well, whatever idea he had, we'll never know what it was now.
That depends.
On what?
On whether he was killed before he got to Lieutenant Chambers or after. Lieutenant Chambers?
Yes, come in, Mrs. Stark. Come in and have a seat.
Thank you.
You're the wife of Rocky Stark, and you wanted to see me about Jack Spratt Fats?
Yes.
Fats was a good friend of mine. We've known each other for years. How'd you happen to know him, Mrs. Stark?
Well, he came to see me about my husband 3 hours or so before he was murdered.
Oh? Why did Fats want to see you about your husband?
He said he had an idea of how Johnny Mallory was killed.
Well, I guess we know how Mallory was killed, don't we?
Do we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, you feel...
I certainly do, Lieutenant. My husband is innocent.
Well, he's yet to be proved guilty, that's for sure.
Lieutenant, was Fats killed before he saw you or afterward?
Before he saw me? I don't think I understand.
When he left me, he was on his way here to see you. He had this idea he wanted to talk to you about.
Oh? Well, he never got here. Come to think of it, he must have been on his way here when he was shot down.
He was.
Well, I'll be...
Well, I guess that ends that. Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, wait. Sit down, Mrs. Starr. Tom, hold all my calls, okay? I think you and I ought to do some talking, Mrs. Starr.
I don't know what about, Lieutenant. Bats never told you.
I was gunned down on his way to see me, which could mean somebody didn't want him to see me. Didn't want me to find out what idea Fats had in mind.
I didn't think of that.
Well, think of it now, Mrs. Stark. What idea did Fats have in mind? Exactly what idea?
Of course, it goes without saying that the idea Fats had in mind stops this side of sanity. How could two bullets be fired from one gun but leave the markings on them of another gun? As any forensic expert will tell you, it's an impossibility. And yet, well, I promise we'll know the answer, and there is an answer, when I return for Act Three.
You're on the open road, rolling free and feeling great about your new Buick Century. Because in published EPA mileage test results, a V6 Buick Century got the best highway mileage of any U.S. midsize car. 24 miles per gallon and 16 in the city. Your Century's comfortable, it's nimble, it's economical, and above all, it's a Buick. Living free.
In God we trust. America speaks.
George Washington remarked during the Constitutional Convention, "Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hands of God."
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Ever been riding along in your car and hear a radio announcement asking you to go to your local hospital to make an emergency blood donation?
For donors with B negative blood.
Happens every day.
Call that hospital immediately.
How come blood is in such short supply that emergency pleas have to be made? Because not enough people give blood. It's that simple. We know you're busy these days, but think, you're alive and well too, and you could help others to be that way. Your easy donation of blood to Red Cross or any other volunteer blood bank actually helps a number of people. Because the blood you give is split up into various components, sometimes as many as five. It gives life to a whole lot of people. So don't wait for an emergency announcement before you call your local Red Cross blood bank. If you call now, there doesn't have to be a blood emergency.
Today's weather, sunny and mild, and high near...
When a certain Johnny Mallory was murdered with two bullets from a .38 automatic, the bullets, dug from the back seat of the car in which Mallory was sitting, were traced to a gun owned by Rocky Stark. The murder bullets match exactly, precisely, a test bullet fired from Rocky's .38 automatic. Yet Rocky claims that although the gun has never left his possession, he did not murder Johnny Mallory. This, as Lieutenant Larry Chambers of Ballistics tells Rocky's devoted wife, Kim,
is an absolute and utter impossibility.
My husband didn't kill Johnny Mallory, Lieutenant. I know he didn't.
Look, you're his wife. You love him. Naturally, you'd feel that way. But assuming, for argument's sake, he didn't kill Mallory, then someone else killed him. And that someone else used, had to use, your husband's .38.
That's impossible. Rocky got at that gun as if his life depended on it. Huh, I wish he hadn't. I wish he could say someone might have stolen it.
Let's get back to Fat Jack Spratt. Tell me again what he told you.
He said he had an idea how somebody could have murdered Mallory with another gun and make it look like Rocky's.
That was exactly what he told you? Our memories play tricks on us sometimes.
He said someone else could have burned, that was the word he used, burned Mallory with another gun and made it look like Rocky's. Now, those were his words exactly.
Nobody could have pumped two bullets into Mallory with another gun at Missman's. No two guns make the same marks on a bullet. Still and all,
Yes?
Nobody in this town knew more about guns, especially small firearms, handguns, than Fats. If he had some idea of how it could have been done, then I'd say it could be done. Could be why he was killed. Somebody was scared he'd blow this whole puzzle wide open.
But you can't. I mean, what Pat said doesn't add up.
Uh-uh. But let me think about it for a while, and maybe it will.
You don't sound very hopeful.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Let's see the tag on that gun. Yeah, it's Rocky Starks, all right. Okay, fire me a test bullet.
My four. Here's a test bullet we use when we compare...
I know that, Pete, but fire me another.
Whatever you say, Luke. And just let me fit into the test box here so... I'll have it dug out of the cotton in a second.
Thanks. Now let's put it under the comparison microscope with one of the murder bullets.
Okay. Now you're set up. Go on, have a look.
A match, no doubt about that. Same grooves and scratches. Pit marks in the rim.
Satisfied? Hmm?
I guess so. Only
what?
I don't know. What about Fats? Why was he gunned down on his way to see me? Well, thanks for your trouble, Pete.
What trouble? I enjoy shooting bullets into that box and finding them again. Gives me a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Send Mrs. Stark right in. Come in, Kim, baby. Come in. Good to see you. Here, sit here, right here. How's about a drink, huh?
No, thanks.
You don't mind if I...
Of course not.
Well, it's a long time no see. More than a month.
You said you wanted to see me about Rocky. You said you could help him.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that.
Let's get to it now. It's the only reason I'm here.
Okay. Rocky goes to trial tomorrow and he hasn't got a prayer. You know it, I know it.
In that case, how can you help him?
Well, I figure he's worried about you, so, how would you like a job here at the club? Hostess, that kind of thing.
A job? Here?
Well, the pay'd be good. A lot better than you do as a waitress.
Is this what you asked me here for? Is this your way of helping Rocky?
Would take a worry off his mind, wouldn't it? I mean, he'd know you have a good-paying job, that you were secure and safe.
Safe? Around you? I'd be safer in a snake pit.
Now, wait a minute. Don't go.
Take your hands off me.
Come on, baby, will you?
Let go of me, you. Oh, stop it, you're...
A little pain never did any harm, don't you? What is it? Yeah? What's he want? I got a choice. Okay, send the bum in. I beat it, Bubby. Out this way.
And what's wrong with the front door?
Come on, do as I tell you. Out this way. Four times for this guy to turn. Oh, heck. Come on in, Lieutenant. What was it?
Chambers.
Yeah.
You're Manny Revelle.
What do you want, Lieutenant? I'm busy.
So am I. Rocky Stark and you were partners in this nightclub a little more than 2 years ago, is that right?
Hey, what of it?
The two of you were accused of using the place as a front for a loan shark operation, is that right?
You know it is, so why bother asking? You also know that Rocky was operating behind my back. I was innocent and Rocky confessed.
There's talk around that he took a fall for you.
So what else is new?
That you and Johnny Mallory weren't hitting it off too well for quite a while before he took two slugs in the head... And that you've always had a yen for Rocky's wife.
Come on, Lieutenant, spill it. What are you after?
I think you killed Mallory.
I think you need psychiatric help, Lieutenant.
You had three solid motives. One, put Rocky away on ice and he'd never be able to tell what he knows. Two, and at the same time, three, satisfy that yen of yours for Rocky's wife. It adds up, Revelle.
You know, I changed my mind. You don't need a psychiatrist. You need a computer. Mallory was killed with Rocky's gun, and that gun and his own statement was never out of his hands. On second thought, forget the computer. Even a computer won't help you add that up.
It's bugging you. You're bugging me.
Pete, all I've asked for is the photographs of those bullets.
For the 100th time, what do you expect to come up with?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's hopeless. I know it's hopeless. And yet, I saw her this afternoon, Kim Stark. He goes to the gas chamber tonight, midnight. She looked awful, Pete.
Yeah, well, it's rough, sure, but...
One thing that bugs me and keeps bugging me... is the pit marks on the murder slugs.
I told you they were made with black powder. Now, black powder pits the rim deeper than smokeless.
But why would he buy black powder bullets when he could buy smokeless?
I told you that, too. They're cheaper. He was saving money. Black powder, smokeless powder, what's the difference? The marks on the murder slugs match the marks on the test bullet. And that cinches everything.
Seems that way.
Lieutenant... It is that way now. Once and for all, that's the way it is.
Kim.
Rocky.
How are things? Silly question.
No. I'm all right.
8 o'clock. We always had supper around 8. Have you eaten? You want something?
No, I'm okay.
I'll bring in a tray if you want.
No, thanks.
There's something I want to say. Tell you.
Yeah, Rocky.
I don't want you to... I don't want... Listen. You've got your life ahead of you. You're young and you're pretty and... You meet the right guy. You meet the right guy, someday you marry him.
Rocky, there's only one man in my life. And there'll never be any other.
You listen.
You listen. There's never been anybody like you. And there never will be. I never loved anyone the way I love you. And I never will again. We had love together, dreams together.
Busted now. All busted. Kim, you can't live with busted dreams.
You can repair them, maybe. And if you can't, well, if they were worth enough to you, and they were, Rocky, you can live with the pieces.
Oh, Kim, I love you.
Lieutenant?
Are you all alone? I thought there'd be others here.
No.
May I come in?
I'd rather you didn't.
Well, I thought... Never mind. Just one thing. I'm sorry I couldn't do anything. I tried. Believe me, I tried.
I believe you. And I thank you. You did everything anyway. Oh, come in.
No.
Acting the way you want me to act. Doing what he wouldn't want me to do. Cutting myself off, drowning in my own self-pity. Come in. There's coffee. Would you like...
Oh, sure, thanks. I don't know what I do without coffee. I know I drink too much of it, but...
What is it?
Sparks of bullets. Dresser. This splits.
What about it?
With smokeless powder. Rocky used bullets, smokeless powder. Fool I've been. What a stupid fool.
That's it. That's what Fats wanted to tell me. It explains everything. It's the answer. The simple answer. So simple, I never saw it. The answer to the whole damn riddle.
Well, who are you calling?
The DA, the governor, if I have to stop Rocky's execution.
What?
He's innocent, Kim. Rocky's innocent. By heaven, now I can prove it.
Lieutenant, I don't know how to thank you. What do you say to a guy when he saves your life and at the last minute?
You could ask why he wasn't smarter, quicker. It was staring me smack in the face all the time, and I never saw it.
The slugs that supposedly killed Johnny Mallory, that were dug out of the back seat of the murder car, were pitted with black powder.
And the bullets I used were smokeless powder.
Right.
Even so, the bullets that came out of that back seat were fired from my .38 automatic by me.
But it's Fat Jack's practice range, honey.
Sure. Ammunition that Fats let us use for practice because it was a lot cheaper than the smokeless stuff.
And no trick at all for Manny Revelle to get hold of a few slugs from the practice range. Bullets fired by your gun. And stuffed them into the holes made by the bullets that killed Johnny Mallory. After removing the bullets that did kill him, of course.
It all looked so impossible. Yet there was a simple answer all the time.
The answer you came up with, Lieutenant.
Almost too late, Rocky. Almost too late.
But luckily, not too late. So, once again, friends, I brought you a mystery seemingly impossible of solution. And, once again, the answer was as plain to you as it was to Lieutenant Chambers, who saw it only in the nick of time. Did you see it before he did? You did? Well, you're a better detective than he is. Or I am. I didn't. I'll be back shortly.
On the street with my mommy and daddy. I have a little sister, too. It's a lot of fun, most of the time. Except when my little sister takes my toys. She's yucky. Our family had a problem once, and mommy and daddy were upset with each other a lot. My mommy called the people at the Mental Health Association, and they helped us. I guess mommy didn't know what to do, and the Mental Health Association gave us information and several places where we could go. I bet they could help anybody. Mommy said she found them in the telephone book. They were so nice. Daddy said they help people with all kinds of problems. I bet they could help you if you needed it. I wonder if they could talk to my little sister about playing with my toys.
Your Mental Health Association. People who care. People who can make a difference. To save you the trouble of writing and ask, let me tell you that all is today with Rocky, their very close friend, Lieutenant Chambers. Rocky's doing pretty well with Fats' practice range.
Mm-hmm.
He took it over, not only as a going bit, but in memory of his old friend. As for Kim, she's just very happy to, as the song title has it, to have a man around the house. Her man. Our cast included Patricia Elliott, Mason Adams, George Petrie, Earl Hammond, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Uncle Gerard, I beg you, do not leave my bedside.
Only to bring you the priest. Don't be afraid. Father Tulsa, myself, and Godfrey are only a few steps from your bed.
Oh, God, help me, whom I have no right to ask. Oh, the candle is out. It is too late. He has come for me.
Don't leave her alone in there. The door. I can't budge it. We'll break it down.
No, Godfrey.
She's not in the bed. Hold the lamp higher. She's not in the room.
The window. Could she have jumped or fallen?
They're shut fast. The latch is still thrown. There.
Can you see anything?
The street is empty. The canal is smooth as glass. She's gone. Rose is gone.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Bright and beautiful music comes your way from midnight to 6. World and national news on the hour with CBS. George Good has local news. From KOIN in Portland, my name is Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. 3 people are dead following the 12-hour siege of the West German embassy in Stockholm. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Details on the incident from Davis Jones in Stockholm.
The terrorist occupation of the West German embassy here in Stockholm lasted nearly 12 hours, finally ending in a violent explosion and fire triggered by the terrorists shortly after they were told that the West German government would not agree to their demand for the release of 26 fellow terrorists being held in German jails. During the confusion surrounding the explosion and fire, the terrorists then tried to escape from the burning embassy building. Their host, hundreds of police outside the building, immediately moved in, and after much gunfire, 5 terrorists fell death to 3. 1. The West German military attaché, who had been mortally shot by the terrorists early in the occupation. Another was one of the terrorists who committed suicide, apparently shooting himself right after the explosion. And an unidentified third person found inside the building several hours after the fire had been put out. This latest victim is believed to have been one of the terrorists. The terrorists had taken a total of 12 hostages when seizing the embassy, including the attaché they later killed. 3 of the hostages were released shortly before the climactic explosion. The remaining 8 hostages were taken to hospitals after everything was over, and they are out of danger. This is Davis Jones for CBS News in Stockholm.
More news in a moment.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect, with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
Hi, everybody. Phil Rizzuto here with a few words for sport fans everywhere. Nightly, Monday through Friday, I bring you Phil Rizzuto on sports over most of these stations. I wrap up the daily events with an action review that includes interviews with players, coaches, and managers, and always give you a preview of what's to come. I also have comments on all phases of the sports world that I know will interest you. Hope you'll listen right here Monday through Friday nights for Phil Rizzuto on Sports on most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
U.S. planes are flying out of Saigon almost hourly, taking American and Vietnamese refugees to Guam. Some U.S. officials in Saigon say that by tonight, there may be fewer than 500 American citizens left in Vietnam. U.S. Air Force pilots taking part in the airlift are now reporting communist ground fire is being directed at some of the planes leaving Saigon's Tansanit Airport. So far, there's no word of any planes being hit. South Vietnam's President Tran Van Wong summoned General Duong Van Minh to the presidential palace today. That is increasing the speculation that the general, known as Big Minh, will be tapped to head a new government to try to negotiate with the communists. Minh is an advocate of conciliation with the communists. There are reports he was offered the leadership of the country, but is holding out for the presidency and the extra power which goes with it. The two houses of Congress are still working on a compromise bill to fund humanitarian aid for the refugee program for South Vietnam. The White House said Thursday President Ford still wants $722 million in military aid to the Saigon government as well. Senator Hubert Humphrey said that request is hard to believe.
I don't know what they're eating over there in the White House. I mean, you know, this is ludicrous. They got about as much chance of getting $722 million of military aid as I have becoming an astronaut to Mars.
Humphrey is one of the conferees trying to work out the humanitarian and refugee bill. The conferees meet again Friday, and the final bill should be out by Monday. A tornado struck southwest Missouri late last night. 3 people are known dead, at least 13 others reported injured. The twister did its worst damage in the town of Neosho, smashing into a trailer park, overturning mobile homes, and destroying a motel on the western edge of town. 6 armed men reportedly forced their way into a London bank branch Thursday night and got away with an estimated $720,000. The gunman held up the night staff on duty at a branch of the Bank of America. Now this.
The war's over. We don't have to think about it anymore. We can pack away those bitter memories. But what about the people who served their country? Can we pack them away and forget them till they're needed again? And can we tell those that are disabled that they're no longer of any use to us? If you're someone with a job to give, can you ignore the fact that over 1 million veterans will need a job this year? Or the fact that their alternative is welfare? What a waste of your tax dollars and their lives. These are responsible men and women with experience, skills, maturity. Even the disabled can still do a job well. The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Thursday night announced plans to conduct a major study of the nation's financial institutions. The committee said the study will include the structure of the Federal Reserve System, the operation of U.S. banks in foreign countries, and the relationship between banks and savings institutions. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Oregon State Police are investigating a possible kidnapping and shooting case in the border area between Douglas and Lane counties. Held in Roseburg for investigation of kidnapping is Arnold Harris. 18-year-old Ronald Kelly Rykala told police that Harris attempted to abduct him and 18-year-old Russell Smith as they were chopping logs 12 miles west of the Lorain area. Rykala said that Smith ran off during the attempt as shots were fired. Police said shortly before midnight that Smith had not been found. The Washington Department of Game says five Muckleshoot Indians have been arrested by state wildlife agents for illegal possession of elk out of season. Director Carl Krause says the Indians had previously announced their intention to kill elk or deer for ceremonial purposes. Krause says the Indians apparently were seeking an extension of federal court rulings on Indian fishing rights. He says it will be a test case that ultimately must be settled by the courts. Oregon State Police are attempting to find the origin of 50 sticks of dynamite which they disposed of yesterday. The dynamite was found by a Highway Division road crew at the bottom of the Klaskanine River near the steel bridge east of Olney in Clatsop County. The explosives were 20 feet downstream from the bridge. The state police exploded the dynamite after checking with a demolition expert in Salem. The FBI has been asked to investigate whether there may have been violations of civil rights of four black men who were killed during the last half year in confrontations with Portland police. Mayor Neil Goldschmidt contends that he feels any federal investigation will prove the same results as a recent public inquest into the shooting of Ricky Johnson, in which justifiable homicide was the verdict.
And I suppose my feeling is it's just one of those things we should do and let take its course, and I think the finding will be the same as before, that the Bureau conducted itself properly, and if it makes the community feel any better or any more certain that its police agency is doing its job, then I think it will have been worth the discomfort.
United States Attorney Sidney Lezak, who called for the investigation, will meet with the U.S. Department of Justice officials on the matter next week in Washington, D.C. Portland General Electric Company expects to start generating power at the Trojan nuclear plant near Rainier late this year or early in 1976. Initially, the startup was set for the past February, but there has been many delays. The resident project engineer estimates the work is now 90 to 95% completed. The Northwest Regional Elementary Principals Conference will open in Lincoln City today with State Senator Wally Carson of Salem as the first day's featured speaker. The 200 elementary principals expected the two-day session will hear Oregon State Superintendent of Public Instruction Vern Duncan tomorrow, Saturday. The downtown Portland temperature reading with rain at present is 41 degrees. And that's KOIN News to 12:09 a.m. I'm George Good.